True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending: Chiefs, Eagles, Sunday, 3:25 kickoff from Arrowhead right here on 96.5. The Fan pregame coverage begins 4 hours before that, with Josh Briscoe anchoring our coverage. The Chiefs currently 1.5-point underdogs at multiples out there, as Mahomes looking like he's going to be a home dog for just the second time in his career.
That's weird. Now, he lost that game 24-21 to the Bills, but still, that is just not a number you see very often. Feels like a line overreaction to Xavier Worthy's injury, but we'll see, and the way they looked against the Chargers, but we'll see on Sunday, I guess. They'll get to prove it one way or the other when that game comes up. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals unfortunately lost an absolute backbreaker last night. Up 2-1 late. John Schreiber comes in relief. Two-run bomb. Given up late, they eventually lose the game 3-2. Then the Mariners win an extra inning super late last night on the West Coast. Royals 5 games back. Only 15 games or so left to play. Really tough loss. Lose 3-4 to the Guardians. They'll start a 3-game set against the Phillies tonight. They are going to need to win 6-7 in a row. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, what I mean, they're going to go 12-3 down the stretch.
That's what they need.
I mean, that's honestly where
crazy things
at.
Have happened in Major League Baseball, but it's still a long shot, obviously.
Yeah, based off of what we've seen, why do we feel like that would be?
I was thinking the Rockies one from like 10 or 15 years ago when they won. Remember, like the last 15 games to get in.
Yeah, it's not a 0% chance, but let's call it a 2.5% chance.
Yeah,
or something like that. Elsewhere in the NFL, some injury news, unfortunately, out of last night's Thursday night football game between the Commanders and Packers, where, of course, Green Bay looked very, very good. Unfortunately, their wide receiver, one of them, Jaden Reed, out 6 to 8 weeks, according to Ian Rappaport. He broke his collarbone. There was a play. He didn't make the catch, and you could tell he was in serious pain right away. He's done for basically 2 months at this point. Also, Ed Oliver, one of the talented defensive linemen for the Buffalo Bills, ruled out already for week 2. Buffalo playing the Jets on Sunday.
Jets offense looked good week 1. Bills defense looked bad. Let's see if maybe both those things continue in week 2. Again, week 1 is a liar, so we'll see whether or not that's true. Next up on What's Trending, all three locals in action this weekend. MU will take on Louisiana at noon. K-State will be at Arizona at 8 o'clock. Sorry, KU doesn't play this weekend, just two of the three locals, at least on this. And KU will get the weekend off. They'll take on West Virginia next week. Will you be at the West Virginia game next weekend?
I'm hoping so. I'm waiting to talk to someone that maybe has tickets. So we'll see. I would like
I don't
to.
Like the
Cincinnati game is already sold out 2 weeks from now.
Like, I know bye weeks take place in the NFL, too. I don't like the really early bye weeks in college football. They get like 2 weeks in and then they take one off. I kind of want you to just be in action.
In college, you get 2 bye weeks.
Yeah,
so they
get
another one later.
There's always one really, really early.
And here we are.
It always feels, you know, just like we're just getting rolling. You don't want to see Kansas play again, right? Right after that Missouri loss.
Lastly, on What's Trending, the KC Currents, who are first in the NWSL, do have a home game tomorrow night out at CPKC Stadium. What, 6:30 kickoff, taking on the Washington Spirit. Couple more home games to go. They obviously have already locked up a playoff spot. They've already guaranteed themselves a quarterfinal home match. And because of seeding and everything, if they were to win the quarterfinal match, most likely they would be hosting there in the semifinals as well. That's what's trending here on Cody Engel. Don't forget, we are broadcasting on location today out and about on a Red Friday, Community America. It's red Friday tailgate goes till 1 o'clock. We're at the Community America Credit Union branch off 29 and 152 up north here at Tiffany Springs Market Center. They still got food from the Corn Dog Company out here, a chance to win some Chiefs-Eagles tickets. Casey Wolf still hanging out. He made a wardrobe change.
Yeah, he went to the Hawaiian pants and shirt.
He did.
I wanted to see him dress up like a Casey Wolf Labasso. I didn't get Casey Labasso.
I'm wondering if our next guest, you know, got any input in the Wolf Pack or anything like that. Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to join us once a month throughout the football season, and normally in studio, I think, but we're obviously on location and everything. Matt, good to have you on, man. What do you make of the Wolf Pack? Did you get some say? We like the Wolf Pack, but we got the OG here at Community America Credit Union.
No, that's pretty cool. You know, I don't have say in terms of mascot attire and different mascots around the world, but it is kind of funny. You know, Dan Mears recently retired after 35 years with the Chiefs, says Casey Wolf. And I actually share an office with the new Casey Wolf. So, I don't know.
Wow.
If you guys have any ideas, pass them my way, and I'll let them know what you're thinking.
He leaves that sweaty suit somewhere else, right? Otherwise, it'd stink up the office.
I told him that he should just work every day in the suit, like at his desk.
This is SportsCenter commercial.
Exactly, yeah. I was saying when we went to Brazil, he should just fly all the way to Brazil in the suit. For some reason, he didn't want to do that, but, you know, that's what I'm pushing for.
When you look at what the Chiefs have coming up on this Sunday, let's start with the obvious question. You're watching practice. I put it at 10%. Alex puts it at 1%. Drew puts it at 0%. You don't have to necessarily assign a percentage, but what odds do you think Xavier Worthy actually plays?
Well, you know, it's a good sign that he's practicing as of yesterday. I think that shows his toughness. I mean, what a tough guy to dislocate your shoulder and 5 days later you're out in the practice field. We'll find out here in about 40 minutes what his status is, because Coach Reed will speak to the media at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure, but the good news is Coach Reed yesterday said that right now they're not considering surgery or a short-term IR stint. So if you're trying to see Xavier Worthy out there soon, that's certainly good news. I don't know if he's going to be ready to go this weekend. That's a pretty quick turnaround, but we'll find out for sure here in about 50 minutes. And either way, it sounds like if he does miss this weekend, he's going to be back sooner than later.
What did you make of just the feeling around the building this week? And obviously we heard from Matt Nagy yesterday and acknowledging that, look, you know, they're going to hold Juwan Taylor, it sounds like, you know, accountable, you know, for some of the false starts and holding, saying, quote, that can't happen. We've made it loud and clear. What do you make of just this team's mentality in trying to correct some things heading into week two?
Yeah, the energy is very good. And, you know, I looked it up because I was just curious. In the Patrick Mahomes era and games that he started, the Chiefs are 19-4 after a loss. You know, the Chiefs have only lost back-to-back games with Mahomes four times in 7 years. It's
and never three in a row, right?
Never three in a row, no. And they've only lost back-to-back games once in Mahomes' last 64 games played. So how does that happen? Part of it is Mahomes is incredible, but the other part of it is there's accountability in the building. And when things don't go well, they quickly find a way to turn things around. I mean, only losing back-to-back games four times in 7 years is just ridiculous. So I'm confident that what went wrong in Brazil, they're addressing it. It's a matter of going out there and playing and fixing it and trying to figure out what went wrong and correcting it. But, you know, I think this is a great opportunity, honestly, because as quickly as the script can flip and everyone can be saying, hey, this is wrong and this is bad. If you go out there against the Eagles and play really well and win a football game against a very good opponent, everything changes narrative-wise. So I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think that's the way that they're viewing it. I think the energy is going to be awesome in the stadium. And that's another thing that I'm thinking about. You know, Brazil is a really cool experience, but there's a lot that goes into it. You got to fly a long way, long bus ride, all that. In a different stadium, a different country. And, you know, Patrick said that the team came out flat, in his opinion. There's no way the team comes out flat this week with the season opener at home. The crowd is going to be going crazy against the Eagles, of course. I think the energy is going to be great, and hopefully that leads to a fast start.
We're talking to Matt McMullen, Chiefs reporter here on Cody and Gold. We were saying that if the week one result was different, I think I would hear more of the revenge and it's the Eagles and all this. I think everybody wants to beat the Eagles still, but it's to me more about, hey, get right and get your stuff figured out. What do you make of that? Do you notice that it's, I feel like this would have been more of a true talking about the Super Bowl more and in the build up like we had planned on, frankly, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a fun thing to talk about, like, externally. But even if the Chiefs had won last weekend, I don't think, like, revenge would really be a thing that was talked about in the building. The Chiefs, one of the reasons they've been so successful over the years is they don't get too fixated on things like that. I think they'd all say that was in the past and that was last season. And frankly, in a lot of ways, these are two completely different teams that are playing on Sunday compared to what happened in the Super Bowl. So I don't think even if they had won, there would be the big revenge factor. I think it would just be a game against a really good team. And what Patrick said a few days ago is we're playing the reigning champs, right? And this is a chance to see how you stack up against the reigning champs early in the year. And it's also a long season. You have to just get a win is the idea. It's not about, you know, get more points or more wins or anything in the standings because you beat the Eagles. It's just about trying to get in the win column and get things going.
But you know, like we know, when a team starts 0-2, their odds of winning a Super Bowl, going to a Super Bowl, that says a little bit about where you are as a team historically. I understand. The Chiefs are the exception to a lot of rules. So I'm not saying they don't have any chance or anything if they start 0-2. But in a lot of ways, it feels like it should be easier in this game just knowing that your plan is your plan. You're not getting thrown off kilter. I know they didn't want to use that as an excuse, Matt. I'll use it for them. I think having a game plan in which we're using Xavier Worthy a ton, and then all of a sudden, three plays into it, it's like, oops, now we got to do something different. The five scores to end the game mean something to me in the sense that you solved it by the end of the game, maybe, of what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that you lose maybe your best offensive skill position player three snaps into the game when likely the game plan was largely built around him. It's going to throw things out of whack a little bit. And they got off to a slow start likely because of that. To your point, though, yeah, I mean, finding a way to score in your final five possessions was huge. The Chiefs started that game 0-7 on third down and averaging less than 5 yards per play. They finished the game in the second half going 5-7 on third down and averaging close to 8 yards per play. So that's good, and that's really encouraging considering they did that against the league's number one scoring defense from a year ago in the Chargers, and you did it, of course, without Rashee and without Xavier Worthy. I think that's incredible. So how do you carry that here into this game? Because against a team like the Eagles and the way that they play, you can't get off to a slow start. You have to be firing on all cylinders right away. Because the Eagles want to, like, grind you into dust, right? They want to possess the ball for 8 minutes a drive, finish with touchdowns, and have their pass rush get after you. You have to keep pressure on them offensively where they can't just be running that game plan all game long. You have to make sure they're the ones playing catch-up because they're not used to doing that kind of thing. So for the Chiefs in this game, I think the second half last week is super encouraging, but I think everyone in the building would say they got to find a way to have that success like right away against Philadelphia and not wait till the second half. And that's what Mahomes was talking about after the game, that in a lot of ways that Charger game could be a great lesson for this team, that you can't just say, okay, we're going to come back, it's fine, like we'll figure it out in the second half. Like, especially against Philadelphia, you got to come out right away firing on all cylinders. And, you know, at this point with the energy in the building, I'm confident they can do that.
I know you've been back now for almost a full week from Brazil, but how long did it take you to get adjusted back with the jet lag and everything?
You know, it's funny. It's only 2 hours ahead of Kansas City down there, so the time change wasn't a big deal, but it's far away. It's, like, further away than I think people realize. It's 6,000 miles on a plane, an 11-hour plane ride. And the funniest part is we leave right after the game. So the game ended at, like, I don't know, like 11 or 12 Sao Paulo time. We head to the airport 45 minutes away and fly back. I was watching college football on Saturday at noon, but the whole thing kind of felt like a fever dream. Like, did we really go to Brazil and do all that? Like, was I in Brazil 12 hours ago? So it was strange. But, you know, besides the game, the whole Brazil experience was really incredible. You'd be shocked, like, how many people from all over Brazil who have never been to Kansas City or even the United States are, like, huge Chiefs fans and probably follow you guys and follow everyone's content and just eat it up. And we had this event in downtown Sao Paulo the night before with like 1,000 Chiefs fans, and I was blown away by it. Like, I just think it's so cool being someone that's from Kansas City and people that 6,000 miles away care about the same stuff I care about. It was super cool. So disappointed we couldn't win the game for them, but seeing Chiefs Kingdom 6,000 miles away was pretty cool.
When you look at what the Chiefs are going to have to do, I want to ask you just like positional stuff. Now let's look at it. Where's a mismatch that worries you for the Eagles? My immediate thought goes to Jalen Carter versus the interior of the offensive line. Probably most teams would say that. But where else do you feel like the Chiefs are going to have to tighten up against the Eagles, knowing their roster?
Well, you know, the Eagles have so many great skill position players on both sides. But offensively, you know, guys like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, all that. You have to worry about all those guys. But one thing that really stood out to me last week in their game against the Cowboys, and it's no surprise, but it's Jalen Hurts' ability as a scrambler. Because they have so many weapons that you cannot cover everybody. And, you know, you're going to get them off the field. And then he scrambles for 7 yards in the first down. And you have to do it all again. I mean, I think when he's scrambling for first downs like he did against Dallas last week, and he scrambled 9 times and 3 of those moved the chains on 3rd and 3 or longer, that's backbreaking. Because, I mean, look at their possessions last week. They had 4 possessions of at least 5 minutes, only 8 possessions in the entire game. So you only have so many opportunities to go down there and score on them if they're just possessing the ball for an eternity, right? And him as a scrambler, he's just so good at it. And again, if you can do really well defensively and cover everyone and he beats you anyway, that's incredibly frustrating, and that's how they win. So you got to keep them obviously in long third downs, long fourth downs too, to avoid the tush push. But for me, especially after what happened last week with Herbert scrambling and at the end of the game, you just got to find a way to get pressure on Hurts immediately and not let him sit back there, scan the field, and then scramble for 7-8 yards, because that's playing right into their hands and how they want to play.
Matt McMullen, final thoughts on just what we were thinking for this game. We feel like this could be a little bit more of the tight ends, more of a Noah Gray, a little bit Robert Tonyan as a player Cody and I have circled for red zone opportunities. Do you what's your feeling on just how maybe they'll try to utilize the tight ends a little bit more on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And also Juju Smith-Schuster at receiver, I think, has a chance to have a really great game. We talked to Juju earlier in the week. His energy is great. I just think he is going to have a great year, especially with the situation in the receiver room. But, you know, people talk about Juju like he's 50 years old. He's only 29, you know, I think he still has some great football ahead of him. I think he made some great plays last week in Brazil. I mean, again, how difficult is it when you already don't have your top guy in Rashid? You lose Xavier 3 snaps into the game. Somebody has to step up. And obviously we saw Tyquan Thornton with the deep catch. But Juju, to me, really stepped up and was making plays in addition to Hollywood. And I think Juju has a great chance against this Philly defense to make a bunch of plays. We'll see if Hollywood can do it as well. But it helps that at least the Chiefs, depending on what happens with Xavier, can game plan knowing his availability. I think it's so difficult to kind of figure it out mid-game, losing a player of that caliber. If he's not going to play, and again, we'll find out here in about 40 minutes, either way, at least you know who you're going to go to. And I think guys like Juju, guys like Hollywood, and yeah, I like the tight end idea as well with a guy like Tonyan, who had just an incredible training camp. It's kind of all hands on deck, right? And the good news is the Chiefs, I think, all training camp, we talked about how deep they were at pass catcher. Well, this is where you find out how deep you are, because you don't have your top two guys. You find ways for everyone to pitch in. And it won't be easy, but again, the energy in the building has been great all week. They're motivated, and I think the crowd going crazy on Sunday will help them out too.
Matt, always good to talk to you, man. Enjoy the next couple days before we get to a fun atmosphere and a win on Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Hopefully we're talking sometime soon and talking about a big win.
There you go. Matt McMullen from the Kansas City Chiefs joining us here on Cody and Gold. Of course, we know as far as atmosphere-wise, Tyron Matthew will be banging the drum on Sunday. We had Tyron on the show yesterday. If you missed any of that interview, you can find it on the Odyssey app and wherever you podcast.
So let me ask you if your percentage changed at all. People are now sending out video from the practice
field. Yeah, he's practicing again.
Xavier Worthy's practicing. I watched him make a one-handed grab with that shoulder, the arm, and everyone is pointing out that he's wearing less padding on the shoulder than he was yesterday, as in, like, less security things. Do you want to go to 2%? 3%?
I'll stay at 1%.
Try to see if I can get you up a little bit.
I'll stay at 1%, and we are going to hear from Andy Reid. We'll carry that at 1 o'clock today. Now, Andy Reid goes to the gamesmanship thing. There is no incentive for Andy Reid to say flat out he is out for the game on Sunday, right? Is there any incentive? Like, why wouldn't you say?
Maybe we go to it at 1 to find out.
Why wouldn't you say, like, yeah, we'll see.
Time.
You know, it was good to get him on the practice field, but we'll see on Sunday. Let's just see how this goes, kind of thing. And my guess, maybe we have to wait till Sunday to get our answer.
Look, my answer is pretty simple in the what you asked, which is I would go game time decision. That's what I would say out loud. I wouldn't even make it hard. I would just say game time decision, Gold, and figure out, maybe because, honest to God, at this point, I'm starting to think that maybe they are thinking that way with a heavy lean towards no. But, like, I don't know, let's see how it feels on Sunday. We got a few more days. I'll tell you this much. The standard Andy Reid rule is being followed right now, which is if you don't practice, you don't play. Xavier Worthy would not be an exception to that rule. You don't practice, you don't play. He's practiced. He's practiced Thursday. He's practiced Friday. Obviously, there's no more practices left in the week. So we'll have to find out, I guess, how he feels on Sunday. But I don't know. I'm at that same – I didn't up mine, but I was already at 10%. So, you know, yeah, I don't want to go higher than that.
It's all a great sign for the bigger picture of, man, yes. Next week seems really realistic then suddenly, if that's the case. I'm just still a little skeptical on Sunday. Look, their chance of winning this game improved drastically if Worthy's out there. It's a game. He's a game-changer type of player. You know, you still wonder his effectiveness. Like, it's one thing to catch footballs in a practice. It's another when you actually are going 100 miles an hour.
And players are trying to hurt you.
Yeah, and like,
not
how
if. You know what I
mean. Yeah, for sure. What, you know, the ability to do so and make life very difficult on you, there's no doubt. Don't forget, if you in life maybe can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's going to be a fun time out there on Sunday. You're going to the game? You're going to cover it?
Covering it for the station. I'll be out there. I believe Logan will be out there as well. Mac's going to be doing the parabolic mic for for the enemy, for WIP, which is our sister
station.
Andy
picked Philly to win today?
Did he?
He might just be – maybe he's planning a future move to Philadelphia. We didn't know it.
Mac is holding the microphone on the sideline for – the Philadelphia radio crew.
Somebody was texting earlier. I think Mac picked the Eagles to win the game. Yeah.
He might as well be wearing Eagles gear on Sunday afternoon on the sideline.
Interesting.
Mac's a Philly guy.
Picking Philly. Inside the last month said Roseman was better than Veach. Now he's holding a parabolic mic. I think, breaking news, Mac Morey is planning a move to Philadelphia. And he's trying to get a jump starter, which I respect, honestly, you know.
Jeez.
If you're planning on the move.
You're going that far. You're already just saying he's done.
I think you know, maybe there's an opening at WIP.
You guys shouldn't ever come at me again for my fandom if Mac is becoming a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I don't think he's becoming an Eagles fan.
He's
I think he's just planning on a move to Philadelphia.
He's just working,
you know,
for the enemy is what I'll say.
Yeah.
That's all.
He's working for the enemy.
That's all it is. He's working for the enemy. Be careful with that parabolic mic. I mean, if Mac doesn't get out of the way from Isaiah Pacheco running towards him, and he causes an injury. I'm just saying, Mac, it's not going to be
a
good thing.
We'll all be watching for Mac on the sideline now.
Absolutely. Hair, yeah. He's going to be sweating his butt off.
Dude, I do hope Saquon just wipes him out. Would be the funniest.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Funniest. I'm not saying he's hurt, but you can't tell me it's not funny for the station if Saquon Barkley comes through
trucked.
The sideline and wipes out.
He just out. Or Jalen Hurts on the sideline is still running and just runs right into Mac.
Hey, if so Mac's getting wiped out by Saquon Barkley, he's likely hurt.
He might die. It would be like when a ghost comes out of a cartoon and just alters above them, Drew.
Yeah, that's a broken leg. That's an ACL injury.
Okay, I'm not rooting for that. I just thought it'd be funny if
that's what
Saquon ran into it.
If that happens, you're probably talking about a serious injury.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone says, what the heck? Mac loves the Eagles. Drew has the Bengals. Carrington's Chargers. What the heck's going on? Someone says, what's a parabolic mic? If you watch TV in that big round, like...
looks like a dog cone.
Yeah, like that big round cone, and they're holding it with their two hands out kind of wide, shoulder length wide. It picks up. That's how you hear the hits on the sideline and stuff like that. So that's what that... Those things are actually, for 4 hours, you're getting a good workout holding that
thing. Oh, yeah, your arms
will be
tired.
For 4 hours of a football game. All right, up next, though, let's talk about a player who could give us some more insight on where he's at as a pro in the NFL after Sunday. And then Cody's got a...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Random question of the day. Back here at Community America Credit Union up north, specifically at Tiffany Springs Market Center.
Half hour left?
Yeah, the branch right off of 29 and 152. Half hour left of the tailgate here. We're obviously be hanging out till 2, but the actual tailgate, your chance to grab some free lunch from the Corn Dog Company, the food truck they got out here, and still a chance to take advantage of the big ATM, which is also a lot of fun. Everybody enjoys doing that. Chance to win some swag. I mean, everything from, I've seen T-shirts, blankets, bags, obviously the Chiefs Eagles tickets,
shirts,
all kinds of stuff. All kinds
did
of
you,
stuff.
Would you put in your real pin? What would you?
I, you know,
I
funny,
feel like so I'm a little afraid someone might like big buttons, man. I want someone knowing my pin number.
I haven't said anything, but I've noticed people are clearly
they're
you can tell,
really
they're putting
their real pin.
In their real pin,
yes,
on the big board, which the pin itself is not triggering. But anyways, I love it. I did notice that as well.
I think it's just
that.
Habit.
Yeah.
How
I'm
long
sure.
have you had the same pin number for your car? Been a while, right?
Probably longer than I should. You know, it's
you think you got to change it up?
Probably one of the things I should change. But yeah, I have had the same pen for a very long time. Yeah,
okay.
Something that you want to remember. So you know, but yeah, should I switch it? Sure, because it's one of those deals. Like a credit card, when you first get it, you know, you can set your pin. And I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but like, I have my debit card and one of my credit card pins are the same. You know, like,
well, yeah, so, I don't think that's that uncommon.
You
honestly.
Know, like so. Yes, I probably should switch all of them at some point. But also, like, I don't know. Like, people aren't really hacking debit card pins. You'd have to see me use them.
I mean, they got a skimmer, but they're getting it anyway. So, like,
yeah,
you know.
The skimmer would just give them – like, they wouldn't even need the pin necessarily, uh-huh. I don't think, for – depending on the card. Anyway, but Mr.
The point
Cody
is you
Tapp,
can use
the banker Cody Tapp.
The big ATM, which uh-huh. gives you a chance to get prizes. You don't have to put in your real banking
account
information.
This is going
to
be the lesson for next week for
yeah,
for
Cody,
Mr. Tapp. Yeah.
Cody, the banking. Former bank teller.
Nah, we're going to go weirder. By the way, I didn't warn you guys – for the first class, this is just like the first day of college or high school, cover the basics, right? Keep it simple. I want you both to be prepared for the possibility of pop quizzes.
Oh, absolutely gosh. Not.
I
no
want.
Way.
Oh, no yeah. Way. You're in classes in session. You better get ready. It's not
hey,
just
as long
one
as
thing.
As long as the lesson isn't how to reactivate a YouTube account next week, I'll be good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't panic.
You know what?
That was
still
what Cody
working.
Said. I remember that now. Don't
yeah.
panic.
Honestly, it's an easy moment to consider panicking, you know, when you think you've deleted your entire company's YouTube account. Find us on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. Live stream the show 4 hours every single day. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Pop to the top of your feed. You can catch 4 hours of this show.
Someone said they're convinced you're the banker from Deal or No Deal. You know, the guy that's hidden, just the silhouette that's up there.
That would be
that's
pretty
you.
Epic, actually.
That's just you.
Could you imagine if that was the great reveal that after all this time I'm just that guy? I'd like to offer you $20,000.
We will get to the random question of the day here in about 7 minutes or so. Also, going to hear from Andy Reid coming up at 1 o'clock, and we're expecting some sort of update. Again, I don't know if we'll get a definitive one, but some sort of update on Xavier Worthy and his status for Sunday's game. Plus, we will still have a little bit of a fan club, more of a happy hour, as we are on remote up here at Community America Credit Union. But I think it's an interesting conversation because this game on Sunday can change the opinion quickly on a player and whether or not the expectation and his sack totals and all that should be the same. And that is Chris Jones. Is there any fear? That's 1 week, so I refuse to say because of one game. But is there a fear? By the end of the year, do you think we could say, all right, he's just not the same player? Last year, I told you all the metrics said he was still dominant, even if the sack total was way down. But admittedly, if he has another season where he only has 5.5 sacks, then we have to be honest with ourselves.
I'm a little afraid of what happens in the NFL, which is, Gold, that's pretty much how it happens. One day we just all wake up and we collectively look at each other and we're like, uh-oh, did Chris Jones get old? And I'm not saying I'm there yet. I'm asking, is that a real fear for Chiefs fans now that at the end of this year, that will be the conversation that we're having? That will have to be the hard conversation. If we go through another year that he has 5.5 sacks, Gold, I think I'm going to be ready to say it.
Right, but
even if he gets double teamed. I understand I could put it on Karlaftis and you can put it on other people, but at some point, you have to consider the idea that this is on more than just Chris Jones. I know, or more than just the other guys around Chris Jones. Because right now, it's easy last year to just be like, well, the other guys around him aren't helping. At some point, it can be, well, the other guys around him aren't helping, but he used to also still do that. And I don't know. It's weird because, like, at his age, I think this is about the time you would consider it.
I still think he is going to have a great year. I know week one was a blown assignment, and he owned it, right? And the fact that he owned it is obviously a good thing. There wasn't any more tension between him and Drew Tranquil. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. At some point it will happen. It depends what's your real expectation. If you think there's another 13-sack season in him, well, no, that's probably not going to happen at this stage of his career. But I still think at his age he can still be a 10-sack guy, which a double-digit sack is that barometer that most of us expect out of a player making the kind of money at minimum that he still is making. And next year, remember, the cap hit goes up even more.
This is another good test for it. It's like the Eagles don't have a good offensive line. Now, in fairness, I thought they'd get to the Chargers more. Like, Joe Alt allowed zero pressures. He's playing out of position. And look, out of position to a point. He grew up, he played both tackle spots in college and all that other stuff. It's not like he can't play left tackle. And he's a great right tackle. So, like, maybe the transition wasn't as hard for him. But it's not like they got pressure on the other guys either and a bunch of sacks. And if we go through two straight years where the only way to get pressure is to rely on Steve Spagnuolo designing some exotic blitz on 3rd and 8, I am going to start wondering if Chris Jones got old. That's going to be what I go to first, I'll be honest. Because the other guys around him have been the other guys around him. And his number and production and triple teams and all that stuff, his pressure rates, whatever – those numbers have stayed consistent.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
I didn't think he looked quite – like he was – things were just slightly off of the team on Friday. That's the thing I'm willing to admit.
I don't know if you can judge, any one player truly off of that game. It was that much of a mess, missed assignments, lack of communication.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tyrann Mathieu yesterday said basically, it sounds simple, but do your job. Meaning there were multiple players that maybe were not sticking with their assignment. They were trying to maybe freelance a little bit more than they should, and that's going to cause some problems when you do that. But I still think – like, it would not stun me. And I don't think it would stun you. If we sat here on Monday and I told you Chris Jones had a sack and a half and one of them was to seal the game, you wouldn't be stunned by that either. So it's too early for any determination. But, yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on I think, all the defensive line production. Karlaftis is also somebody that just got paid. So, what you expect.
Oh, he's got to have numbers, too, yeah.
What you expected out of him, it has to be there at some point later on. But I want to be clear. 1 week into the season, I don't think we should say, oh, Karlaftis shouldn't have got paid, or Chris Jones doesn't have it anymore.
It's more just, do we think we'll wake up at the end of this year?
I mean, there's a real possibility. Yeah, there's a real possibility.
I think one of the guys to watch, too, is Charles Menhu. His name, I don't know how often his name, if any, came up on that game on Friday.
Yeah, I didn't notice him at all.
I wonder if he's a guy that also has to figure it out, because George Karlaftis, out of the entire defensive line, he wasn't getting home, but he was consistently putting on some sort of pressure where Herbert would just step up in the pocket and there was nothing in front of him and would be able to make a play.
He had the fifth most pressures in the NFL, George Karlaftis. I'm not saying he got a sack, but he was not a no-show. I remember seeing George Karlaftis. I remember seeing Chris Jones sometimes. I forgot Charles Omenihu played last Friday.
Honestly, yeah.
Cold, if we're being honest, like, I don't – He, like, I mean, he no-showed.
Yeah, like, someone on the text
game.
Line.
And look, that can happen in one game. I don't have to, like, panic over that.
Yeah, like, someone on the text line says it's hilarious. You're framing it acting like the singular stat of sacks is the most important thing. There's advanced metrics that show he's a top five
Somebody
defensive
said
player.
Right after I just said that about Karloff's pressures.
Yeah, but, like, we've mentioned that last year win rate and all that kind of stuff was very much in the favor of Chris Jones. But the reality of a top player, and this is why I think he'll get back to 10, because I think he is. But let's say we did get through the season, and Chris Jones had another 5.5-6 sack season. If that happens, that's two straight years. I'm sorry, when you're paid to get after the quarterback, you cannot tell me after two straight years, if in fact that happens, we cannot sit here in February if he has 6 sacks 2 years in a row of finishing below 8, that he is still a top 5 defensive player at his position. I'm sorry,
at least he's the same Chris Jones he was before. He might still be better than most interior defensive linemen, but, you know, not the. He is clearly the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL.
I think
one of the
he
top
gets
ten
sack.
Pass rushers in the NFL. All that stuff.
I think he gets a sack on Sunday, though, and everybody can calm down.
What's that bet? Can I get that at 3-1, 2-1? Where can I get Chris
probably
Jones?
Probably +125 or 150.
He's like, what can I get for Chris Jones sack? Well, I was thinking maybe I could get 2-1.
Let's take a look. I'll give me a second.
You and I both in the anytime touchdown bet in the in office pool.
Yes, we did.
Drew, we have put in our name. It is Robert Tunyon.
25 or 28 to 1.
Yeah.
For the in-office contest.
Yeah. Well, Gold and I were talking about it together, and we both agreed.
If he gets one, you guys are very much so the leader.
Dude, I'll be taking Saquon Barkley every week for the rest of the year. Yeah. I won't even worry about it. I'll take -190 every week.
I hope that everybody in the office doesn't change their picks, change their bets.
We ought to just put Big Bob Tunyon as the touchdown scorer.
Any sack numbers quickly on FanDuel.
Okay, we'll see where those are in just a minute. We'll obviously continue talking Chiefs as we're live here. 15 minutes left. I want to let you know that if you're in the area, 152 and I-29 at Community America, just off of Skyview. Chiefs cheerleaders are still here. Casey Wolf, right? The big ATM, a chance to win some prizes over there.
You just got dropped off a corn dog.
They just dropped off a corn dog from the free. So if you're like, I got 15 minutes and I'm starving, free corn dogs.
Cody said he needed that corn dog.
They just dropped off the, I'll try a bite. Let's see what we got. I like a corn dog, generally
speaking. I might, during the break, run and grab one real quick.
You know, at least give it a try. I want to try the world famous, what did they say? Was it world famous?
The
what is
famous
it? Home
honey
of
dog.
The famous honey dog. Uh-huh. We'll try that in a few minutes. So if you want to come out and see us, we'll be here until 2. The event lasts until a little after 1, but we'll be here thanks to Community America. Drew, let's get to it, though.
Random question.
The random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. For you, Drew, for you, Gold, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Drew, the way you reacted to what was one of the more off-the-wall random questions I've done made me remember, not kidding, a random conversation I had with a person once. We'd been drinking. We were sitting at the lake. We're all sitting around having a conversation, so I will bring it to you. The random question of the day today, truly random, Gold. If you had to choose, you could to be, so in your lifetime, you can either choose, I want to know which order you would do it in. You were going to go from 100% bird to 0% person, or from 100% person to 100% bird, right? You're changing up the 100% of the version you're in.
Yes.
Just as long as you're more than 50% bird, you can fly. Do you want to start at 100% human and slowly turn into a bird, or start at 100% bird and slowly turn into a human?
So I can't just say, hey, when I'm 70, I want to turn into a bird.
No.
Okay.
It's 1% per year that you live,
and you're
slowly turning 1% bird or slowly turning 1% human.
Okay.
As long as you're 50% bird, you can fly.
So I would actually say start as a bird, and here's why, because I don't remember the first, you know, like 3 years of my life really anyway. Right? Like,
okay.
I mean, how much do you remember from being 1, 2, or 3 years
sure.
old?
So that means you're flying for the first 50 years of your life.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I would choose that. Now, besides the obvious issues of then all of a sudden, like, what's your family?
You have to find love.
Your family,
you know?
Family, love, job is going to be a problem because you're going to be a bird for majority of your life.
Yeah, but you can fly until you're 50 years old, which is a pretty sweet
thing. Were you taking gummies when you thought of this?
I don't remember. I can't rule that out based on this conversation.
Okay.
Drew, which way are you going?
I think it's 0% person to 100% bird for me.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to start as a person and then you slowly turn into a bird.
Yeah, and hang on. Am I guaranteed to last like 100 years? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, in this case, I'll give you the 100 years.
This is a heck of a question.
So you get 50 years. So, like, honestly, you're going to live like a normal human for a while, Drew.
Yeah.
You're not going to be 20% bird till you're 20, but you still can't fly. But, you know, the feathers, you're running into some issues. Like, there is a part of it where, like, are you sure you won't want to? Like, I think I'm with Gold. I think I just start as a bird, fly for a while, and then I turn 50 and age gracefully as 100%, you know, like, slowly more into human, right? Like, I've always lived as a bird. I'm comfortable with it. Versus, like, the first few years of your life, you're used to being mostly a human.
Uh-huh.
Once you hit that 20, you're like, well, I'm still pretty much human. I'm 80%. And then it starts getting weird. Then it starts getting weird.
Yeah.
Although I've got to say, being able to fly at 50 for travel.
Your wife's going to leave you once you start flying more.
Yeah, I got to say,
the reverse way, you know?
Somebody might date you when you're 15% bird. Hmm. What are they going to do when you become
50%? Someone says, bird lifespan, huge problem here. If you start as a bird, you wouldn't make it to human.
I already said you're guaranteed 100 years.
Someone else says, Cody definitely was on gummies or something when he thought of this question. I tend to agree. Someone says, fly around, steal money, so once you're 50, you don't have to work. Someone else says they would fly so they could go to a random island and retire.
Ooh, okay, so just fly. This is like being Snowbird, but an actual bird. You're just going.
Yeah, this is true. What kind of bird are we talking here? Are we talking a pigeon or are we talking I'm a bald eagle?
I'll let you choose your bird. I don't really care which one.
I'm a hawk or a bald eagle.
I was like, I don't care.
I'm not going to be a little
flying. You're not
going to be a street
rat.
I'm not going to be a flying rodent.
Yeah, no. I'm choosing a cool bird.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't care what.
I don't know.
I'm not.
I think there's some of it to where, like, I start out, you know, as a human being and everything, and you get to enjoy that aspect of things. And then when you're stressed out and you're 50 and you're dealing with all the problems that normal humans do, I'm chilling and I can go anywhere that I want to and I don't have to worry about anything but just eating.
But there's a part of me that wants to just be used to being a bird my whole life and then slowly transitioning into some of the human stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a bird. I'm used to being a bird. Now, I will say at 50, not being able to fly anymore is going to suck. That's going to be a tough transition.
You think you're just going to get
I'm going to have to get into airfare.
So used to flying, huh?
Yeah, if you're 50%, yeah, man, 50 years of flying. Now I got to get on a Southwest flight. That's going to suck. Like, man, I used to do this.
Someone says they want to be a one duck that has a normally large certain part of their body.
Ducks' penises are corkscrew. Are you sure that that's what you
excuse
want?
Excuse me. How do you know this so quickly, right at the top of your head?
No. I don't know.
This random question.
I don't know why I know, but there's a corkscrew, and I'm
off
saying that
rails.
That's a bad bird to choose.
Off the rails.
Have you seen this?
I'm just telling you, as 100% fact that a ducks.
What were you?
Ducks have corkscrew penises. That's all I'm telling you.
I vote to end
this.
This
is
right
why
now.
They keep
I
us outside the community.
Don't entertain
America
this anymore.
Versus inside.
I'll move on.
You vote to move on from this?
Yes.
Someone says you're pretty much like a bird when you're a baby anyway. You're just pecking at food and stuff, throwing away.
You're pretty much like a bird anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to take care of you.
Someone says, how do I plan for retirement, though? If you start as, you know, if you start as a human, do you have to even have a 401k if
no.
you end up as a bird
no,
anyway?
No.
That's true.
That's why I'm saying you have nothing to worry
about. I don't know. You're still
going to
have a
conscience.
You're 70% bird. You're still going to want some retirement, you know? Not until you're 100% bird, you know? I don't know.
Someone
you're just
says,
leaving your whole family
yeah, I guess
in the wind?
Someone says you got to be a migratory bird, though, because eagles and hawks don't fly for long distances. Yeah, but I'll just
hey, kick it in KC.
I'll stay here.
Fly above the Chiefs game. No tickets.
Fly over the field consistently.
Just just find out.
I mean,
perch at the
I can
top.
Confirm. I can confirm that Cody has not taken any substances since we've been on the air.
No,
I can't confirm anything last night when he was thinking of this question or earlier this morning. But you've been drinking water, and I think you had a coffee earlier. That's it.
Yeah, they're asking if I started fan club early.
Yeah,
he's trying to come back down to earth a little bit.
Just
you know?
Tuning in, and what in the name of someone says is going on?
Oh, that's a tough one to just tune into. I apologize for that.
Yes,
had you been listening, it might have made some sense, but if you just flipped on the radio and we're talking turning into a bird and corkscrew penises, there's really no going back from
please
there.
Stop saying that.
please
stop.
We're in a public place with a bunch of people around.
We're both begging. Please.
Please stop. Please stop doing that.
I promise I will stop saying it.
Yeah, you shouldn't
say
that.
For the rest of this show.
Okay. Well, yeah, just never.
You just shouldn't say it again. Yes.
I can't promise that. I can promise that I won't put it on for the rest of the show. You know what my random question almost was? Do you think that if Casey Wolf would go into the conference room and let me Lee Corso style put on his head and say,
no,
I got the Chiefs winning, and I put on the
I don't think they'd let you do
the
that.
Casey Wolf head?
I think there's some rule. I bet you that person would get in some trouble for that.
You think so?
It goes back to like the image of the Slugger many, many years ago. I think they don't want any funny business with the mascot.
Not funny business. I said it was a Lee Corso in honor of Lee Corso's final one.
I don't think so. I don't think that's
allowed. Did you see this text? Someone said Cody was sitting on his eggs last night.
No kidding.
Cody
show. Took Michael
this
Keaton's,
segment is still wild.
Michael Keaton's Birdman, literally.
Jeez.
This is one of the craziest questions you've asked.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that. I could have just asked about Casey Wolf's head, but instead, you know, things get weird sometimes.
Like, I'm trying to eat some food here in the next break, and you're out here talking about ducks.
I'm just...
anatomy.
We're informing. We're live here at Community America.
I didn't need to know that, though, about a duck. I really didn't.
That's the other problem.
Okay.
That's the other problem.
I didn't need to
There's
know.
This mental image in my head right now. It's not good. It's not good.
I'm sorry for teaching you. Educating the I could have made this. Imagine if I had made this the professor.
That would have been funny, though, at least.
Imagine if I had made this.
Someone
the
says, don't let
segment.
Them censor you, Cody.
Yeah, I'm a free man. Uh-huh. I can say whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
And with it, I can't, unfortunately. Yeah. There's a lot of rules.
That is the random question of the day. We will hear from Andy Reid. In fact, we're going to get out a little early because I want to make sure we get back in time to hear from Andy Reid, get a Xavier Worthy update. I'll also tell you a random text that I got like 3 nights ago, and it's very Kansas City, but I'm pretty sure it was spam. I'm not sure. That's coming up next here on Cody and Gold.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.